that the pills would not only fail to cure him, but would make matters worse if their essences came into contact with tobacco smoke. On pain of death, he immediately ceased using cigarettes, and within 3 weeks his cough had vanished. He became my most loyal reference. And so it was, on a Thursday in late July, that at 5:30, just past sunrise, I was up and ready to take myself for my chilly morning walk along the canal when there came a knock at my door. I opened it to see Terry, looking hale and hearty, but with his arm around a young man not more than 25, who was obviously in debilitating pain. "Good morning, Dr. Watson," said Terry. "Knew you would be up and at 'em already, so I just had to bring this lad to see you. He's in a bit of a rough shape, he is, aren't you there, laddie?" The poor fellow said nothing but nodded. Even though it was a crisp morning, the sweat was dripping off his face, and he was struggling to breathe. A deadly dizziness appeared to have come over him, so I motioned for Terry to enter, help the lad into my examining room. He pulled one of the fellow's arms over his shoulders and put his own strong arm around the waist and started walking. The young fellow was hopping on one foot and holding the other off the ground. When his protected foot chanced to touch down, I could hear him grunt with pain. "All right," I said, "just..."